This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. President Biden is expected to sign into law a $95 billion foreign aid package passed by Congress. It includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. NPR's Emily Feng reports China is not pleased.
China, which considers Taiwan its territory, said the Taiwan aid bill sent, quote, the wrong signal by deepening military collusion between Taiwan and the U.S. and tacitly supporting Taiwanese independence. Taiwan's foreign ministry, defense ministry, thanked U.S. Congress for the funding, saying it showed ongoing U.S. commitment to help Taiwan defend itself against Chinese intimidation and influence campaigns. The $8 billion that would go to Taiwan once Biden signs the bill into law includes nearly $2 billion for weapons maintenance and training for Taiwanese troops. Much of the rest of the amount would then fund the Taiwanese Navy and its submarine program. Emily Feng, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
The judge in Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial is considering whether the former president violated his gag order. The trial resumes tomorrow. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports the jury has now heard from a key witness.
Prosecutors called up their first witness, the former publisher of the tabloid National Enquirer, to testify. Pecker, who has known Trump for decades, detailed how he met with Trump and others in August of 2015 to agree to help Trump's first presidential bid. Pecker said that he agreed to publish flattering stories about Trump, negative stories about his opponents, and report back any rumors of damaging stories, especially coming from women. Prosecutors argued the deal Pecker made would eventually lead to the payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. They say the payments were meant to silence the stories which were believed to be damaging to Trump's electoral prospects. The defense says Trump did nothing illegal. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
More than 100 people abused by former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar will share a nearly $140 million Department of Justice settlement. Kate Wells with Michigan Public Radio says the settlement resolves claims the FBI failed to conduct a proper investigation.
For decades, he sexually abused hundreds of patients and athletes under the guise of medical treatment. And when he was arrested and charged and in court, dozens and dozens of women and girls gave these powerful testimonies in court about the abuse that they'd suffered, how they tried to report it. And that really was what put the heat on USA Gymnastics officials who said, well, look, we went to the FBI back in 2015.
FBI agents interviewed only one of those gymnasts, Olympian Michaela Maroney. DOJ issued a statement saying the settlements won't undo the harm caused. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. President Biden and presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump won their respective primary races in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania. Running unopposed, business executive David McCormick won the Republican nomination for Senate. He will face Democratic Senator Bob Casey in the fall. It's a high-stakes race in the Senate balance of power. More than a third of Americans live somewhere with unhealthy air. That's according to a new report out today from the American Lung Association. NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports.
Climate change is reversing air quality gains made over the past four decades because of federal regulations. Wildfire smoke, worsened by climate-fueled heat and drought, is the main culprit.
We're really seeing it undo the progress that we've made.
That's Catherine Pruitt. She's the director of policy at the American Lung Association, which just released its annual State of the Air report. Bangor, Maine, and Honolulu, Hawaii have some of the country's cleanest air. The dirtiest? Bakersfield, California. Jasmine Martinez lives there.
It's always in the back of my mind, like, just living here, like, I may be just losing years of my life.
The report finds more than 130 million Americans are exposed to air that hurts their health. Alejandra Burunda, NPR News.
Japan's first moon lander is withstanding months of extreme freezing temperatures and responding to signals from Earth. Temperatures on the moon can fall to minus 274 degrees Fahrenheit. The lander wasn't expected to survive this long. It reached the lunar surface in January. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.